Everybody, sad news once again. Unbelievable news, I suppose, if you look at it from the fact that it's one of our biggest, in fact, our biggest military installation. How do we have another shooting at Fort Hood? I could not believe it when I heard this late in the day. So, four dead and so many others injured. The shooter apparently was treated for mental illness. There's a lot that we'll get to during this show to talk about it, but it is unbelievable to me that we've had this happen yet again at Fort Hood. I can only imagine what the people are thinking who had families that were in the middle of this. I heard some of the eerie tape coming from the base telling people to stay inside, just stay inside, an announcement that was booming over loudspeakers. So in the end, 16 people injured after opening fire at this sprawling army post, which is still, let's face it, on the edge because of what happened in 2009. But, of course, the shooter dead. He was lured into gunfire by military police before he fatally shot himself in the head anyway. The suspect was a soldier who served in Iraq. They say he had behavioral health and mental health issues. The general from the base said there was no known motive for what happened here and no indication that the incident in any way was related to terrorism. But at this point, they're afraid to rule anything out. What were you thinking when you heard this today? Because I can't imagine, wherever you're listening to America Tonight, whatever nook and cranny, that you didn't hear the story. I mean, initially, it sounded like a soldier-on-soldier attack, and then it broadened in scope. So they had patience. You know, people that were hit that they had to take all over the place, including Darnell Army Medical Center, which is pretty close to the medical brigade building where the shooting happened. And I think that really people were panicking in the beginning when they heard that announcement that I mentioned that was booming out over the base over a loudspeaker. So the suspected shooter was dressed in combat fatigues and armed with a .45 caliber Smith & Wesson, the handgun that he had picked up recently. And there he was on the path of destruction. I mean, this is a terrible, terrible tragedy. Sheriff's deputies again called to the scene. State troopers trying to secure any of the area around the post. And you have to be concerned about this. I mean, how does this happen? Twice. So they lifted the lockdown just before 9 o'clock in the evening, which would be, you know, basically 10 o'clock Eastern. So 9 o'clock Texas time. And it was just so sadly familiar to what happened with Army Major Nadal Hassan, who opened fire at Fort Hood, only killing more people, 13, and injuring 32. And this was at the processing center, if you remember, just to jog your memory. So this situation a little different, but the same place. I mean, you got to worry about the victims. You got to worry about the family. Certainly, they're very resilient at Fort Hood. What else can you say? And they've done it before. But there has to be some concern here. I mean, to have this violence erupt twice, there's been conversation about maybe everybody needs to just be armed walking around the base. I mean, this post is one of the largest in the world. to make sure you know that 45,414 specifically assigned soldiers and 8,900 civilian employees. And when we say it's a sprawling area, we're talking about 200,000 acres. There's two divisions that come out of Fort Hood, important divisions, the Army's 1st Cavalry and the 4th Infantry. And then there are 12 other units attached or based there. I mean, they have plans. They kicked in their plans immediately. They warned people the second there was any indication that somebody was shooting and what was happening on the base. But it looks like, by all accounts, the suspect, who, again, shot himself in the end and killed himself, had mental health issues and was going through the process required to be diagnosed with PTSD. It looked like that's what was happening. So the man who opened fire, and this is breaking news because they've been playing this pretty close to the vest as to his name, is Specialist Ivan Lopez. And I'm sure more details on that will emerge. But even as we get to the bottom of it, the loss of life, the injury, the shattering of what should just be an everyday existence on this huge facility, I mean, it just rocks you. It really does. And I think it begs the question of, shouldn't everybody have the right to, and they're talking about this, they've been talking about this in Texas for a while, to be armed on this base? A lot of things kicked in that were right to shut it down as fast as possible, but not quick enough when somebody knows what they're doing and they're going for it. You know, he knew what he was doing, apparently, and it was tough to stop him. Wow. Coming up for the rest of this hour of America Tonight, in fact, coming up next around the bend, we're going to talk to Andrew Saba with Peel Back the Onion. There are definitely things to look at there, including more reaction to Obamacare and the 7 million and what about the figure and whatnot politically. And also to, I think, to look at, GM and this 57 part that's really at the heart of that horrible recall. It's a good recall in the sense that they're doing it, but 13 people are dead because of an ignition part that wasn't fixed. And that just doesn't make any sense to anybody, and I guess it's more exposed now because of the publicity of having to testify, having the CEO of General Motors having to answer the questions there. And still some people are, by the way, reeling, and we'll talk about this at the tail end of the hour, about these recent quakes. In fact, there was an aftershock that slammed into Chile, 7.8 on the Richter scale. I think, to me, it's the thing that's frightening is when they talk about those tsunamis. They got the warnings out there quickly, and people really headed for the hills, thank goodness, because we know how disastrous that can be. So we'll talk about that, too. But next, Andrew Saba with Peel Back the Onion. Hang with us here on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Postle here from Midas Resources. Today, April 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,284.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,331.07, $665.53 for a half ounce, or $332.77 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,331.07, $665.53, and $332.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play. Let me see what spring is like.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coast to coast and all those areas in between. In our virtual green room, Andrew Sabo with Peel Back the Onion. You know this. He is a speaker, a marketing guru, and a strategist, among other things. Andrew, thanks for hanging late with us here on America Tonight.
Great to be with you, Kate, as always.
Well, we know you're in Texas, and the news has been awful. Fort Hood, once again, ground zero for a catastrophe. People are dead, including the gunman himself, and so many others injured. You know, part of the conversation, Andrew, is that, and this is the world's biggest military installation with the amount of military folks and civilians who are on the base in Fort Hood. There's conversation about people being able to be armed on the base because of now these two tragedies. But even after the first one in 2009, that there was talk about that should this be something to be considered. So I was wondering your thoughts on that and, of course, just the shooting itself.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's obviously very tragic for the families involved. It's a very different kind of attack, so I think we should first of all, you know, take note, where before you had the first was clearly a terrorist attack, even though it was, has been built for years as being an issue of workplace violence, but, I'm sorry if you have, somebody coming in, shouting, clearly an Islamic epithet that is related to terrorism, that's not the case. And what saddens me here, and I don't want to take anything away from the families, because in both cases, families have been severely hurt here by this. And we're talking about people who serve our country, irrespective of the nature of attack. We're talking people who have served our country, and they need to be honored. I think they need to be honored in the proper way. And I was sad in the first case that those soldiers did not receive the Purple Heart, and now we've got another. One report says three, another report says four. There's others who are critically injured. These soldiers, I think, first of all, need to be honored, those who gave their life. They gave their life to the country, whether it happens here or on foreign soil. They gave their life. They should be honored first and foremost. And I don't want this to be used. I hope this is not used politically to reinforce the previous attack as being nothing more than a workplace act of workplace violence. It never was. I think most people knew what the truth was. And what saddens me is this could be used for political purposes. I hope it is not. On the other issue that you brought up, Kate, in terms of arming, I mean, that's an interesting. At least people on those bases do know how to use firearms.
Mm-hmm.
So one one should consider these are trained people who know how to use firearms properly, and you know, their ability to therefore defend themselves when there's clearly, you know, you have three people injured this time, four people killed. I'm sorry, three killed, four killed. Reports are different, and at least 16 injured. That could have been stopped had somebody had even if it's just a sidearm, a firearm, that could have certainly prevented the loss of life and the loss of injury. So I don't think it's such a bad idea, because you do have people who are trained. And they also know what to look for. I mean, in terms of, because you've been not only trained how to use a firearm, which is one thing, but you know when you're under a critical threat. And I think that those two factors, I think, should support that. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. Two things that you said really hit home, and I'm glad you brought up the Purple Heart situation, because absolutely, Purple Heart should have been awarded the last time. They should in this case, because those people give their life for this country. It's a terrible thing that happened on the base. It should be considered worthy of that, I agree. And I think people being trained in firearms, for goodness sake, of all places where you could use them, I think that you should be able to use it on a military base, absolutely. And, you know, is it political correctness? Is it the whole argument over guns? And the military's failure, I think, here is that they need to push for this. And Fort Hood is the prime example of it. This should be somebody trained, somebody who uses a weapon should be able to carry the weapon much like an off-duty police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that could have stopped it, but who knows, perhaps the right person would have been there and would have been able to take him down, and then maybe some more lives would have been saved and some less people would have been injured as well. So absolutely,
exactly.
100%.
You can mitigate it, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to turn to something completely different, but something that a lot of people are reacting to on America Tonight. I got a bunch of phone calls on this, not surprisingly, in our last show. There was a victory lap in Washington the other day for the amount of enrollees to Obamacare on the federal exchanges and the state exchanges, so it tops up over 7 million. Now, some of those people just put their name in the system. We don't even know if they paid for their health care. And more importantly, we don't know that these are people that didn't have health insurance before, so there's confusion over that. I say, you know, if I was the strategist behind the Obama administration's rollout of Obamacare, I'd probably tell the president to go out there and say, woohoo, we hit the numbers. But I think those numbers are phony. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was an April Fool at first when they announced on April 1st they hit 7 million. And the question is, you know, when you're in April, on the first day of April, now, who are the fools here? We have to be careful that we are not taken for being fools, you know, on a serious note here. So the numbers, you know, as Winston Churchill once said, there are lies, there are bloody lies, and there are statistics. And So one can always take those numbers. What are those numbers? So it's like the unemployment numbers. Okay, so where do you draw the line? We're only going to measure the people who report themselves as being unemployed. If you're unemployed and you don't, or you've given up, then you're not statistically considered to be unemployed. So just because you come to the website and you've put your name in. I actually tried this myself. I've actually tried a couple of times just to see what was that whole sign-up process like. And, yeah, it's very involved at the front end. Actually, I managed to get through it because the system crashed on me and told me to come back. So just because you sign up doesn't actually mean. So there's a very clever little thing, I think, here is signing up to the website doesn't mean you signed up for health insurance. Because you have to register on the website first just to get through to be able to even consider that health packages. So, again, and also, you know, what are they really measuring? Are they measuring the people who actually visited, who actually went in at some level? I doubt very seriously that it's actually measuring the number of people who went all the way through the process because there's just too many reports. There's too much anecdotal evidence saying that, you know, people have given up, and now we're seeing the evidence on the other side of it is people are saying, you know what, I'll pay the fine. Fine. You know, it's like, well, why bother? And as we talked, I think 2 weeks ago is, you know, young people have figured this out. They say, you know what, I don't need to sign up now. I'll sign up later when something happens. Okay, so cause I'm probably not going to get fined because they there's a whole mystery and a gray area about whether people will or will not be fined. Because if you had it, you could somehow prove in good faith you did try and sign up, then you're as good as you've got some you have sort of a quasi coverage. Then I can sign up later on when something happens. Okay, the doctor says, oh, you've got a problem here. You're going to need an operation, or you fall down the stairs, break your leg. I need to go to hospital. On the way to hospital, okay, I'll sign up then, which will make it's already a disaster. It just make it even more a disaster. And the latest report I've heard is some of the other aspects of Obamacare. It's going to cost the employee, the American Health Policy Institute. They did a survey of the 100 largest employers, those with 10,000 or more employees, asking what their costs they expect to be because of the result of Obamacare. They're talking $5,000 more per employee.
I know. I know. That's
astronomical.
Outrageous.
More.
Astronomical.
$5,000 more.
So, yeah, $5,000 more.
This is an oxymoron. This is not affordable health care.
No.
No,
it's not. All right, I agree. Andrew Sauber, we're out of time. Thanks so much with Peel Back
Thank
the
you.
Onion. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
All right.
Coming up
Thanks.
Next.
Take care.
Thank you. Coming up next on America Tonight, the U.S. Supreme Court on how much political donors can give to candidates. Stay with us.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It seems so logical to every American that a limitation should be on the wealthiest of donors rigging our political system. No amendment is absolute. You can't falsely scream fire in a crowded theater. You can't distribute child pornography. You can't libel somebody. Those are limitations on free speech.
Senator Chuck Schumer, not happy, the longtime Democrat from New York, with the Supreme Court striking down overall limits on campaign giving. Basically, in a nutshell, the court overturned aggregate campaign finance limits that frees up wealthier Americans to give as much money and to as many federal candidates as they want. But the justices did leave in place the cap on, how much should be given to just one person. So in other words, this is the idea. You're spreading it out, or there's an organization you're giving it to. So technically you can still give the money, but it just can't be zoned in on one person. It just pushes it across on several different ledgers, let's put it that way. So it was a 5-4 decision, and some people think that it further erodes the system of campaign finance restrictions written by Congress. Chuck Schumer would be one of them, but that was already certainly breaking and bending under the weight of previous court decisions. So it was already there anyway. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the majority opinion. He said campaign giving is a fundamental part of free speech that Congress can't restrict lightly. Here's the specifics of what Roberts said. He said money in politics, this is written in the decision, money in politics may at times seem repugnant to some, but so too does much of what the First Amendment vigorously protects. If the First Amendment protects flag burning, funeral protests, Nazi parades, despite the profound offense such spectacles cause, it surely protects political campaign speech despite popular opposition. Now, campaign finance, to re-rack this for you, because it's such a hot potato in this country, campaign finance limits really were pushed out after Watergate, when Congress was trying to restore lots of faith in the government by trying to present a different appearance or picture, if you will, of corruption. So Congress enacted limits on donation amounts to individual candidates and then prohibited one person from giving in the aggregate to all candidates and parties. So the Supreme Court case turned on the point where the money becomes corrupting. So under the old limit, a donor couldn't give more than $123,200 to candidates, parties, and political action committees in an election cycle. Or of that, only $48,600, this is the specifics, could go directly to the candidate. So that meant the maximum $5,200 donation to federal candidates could be limited only to nine. Does that make sense? If you add up all the math, that's what they said, the math. Chief Justice Roberts said that made no sense. It wasn't corrupting to give one candidate the maximum. He said if it wasn't, it shouldn't be corrupting to give the same amount to any other candidate. Doesn't make any sense. So one of the lawyers representing Sean McCutcheon, so you know, of course, it revolves on a case. The plaintiff challenged the law, saying the ruling sets a high bar to show that corruption justifies restrictions on campaign donations. So what does this show? The court committed itself to what it has already said many times before, that the only government interest that's sufficient in this area is addressing quid pro quo corruption. And the court in McCutcheon narrowly defines quid pro quo corruption, which means dollars for political favors. So Justice Roberts was joined in the majority ruling by Scalia, Kennedy, and Alito. Justice Thomas wrote an opinion joining the judgment, though he said he would have gone further by reversing the limit on donations to individual campaigns. The opposition to that, Justice Breyer called the ruling devastating to democracy, which is exactly what Chuck Schumer is saying. What do you say, America? Fair or foul? Where does this fall on your radar? I mean, you know, the Supreme Court ruled Wednesday, basically, I'll reiterate this so it makes sense, that wealthy donors shouldn't be limited in how many candidates they can contribute to during an election. So what do you think? Do you agree with that decision? Do you say no? Or do you say that maybe you can split the difference on that? I don't think you can split the difference. There is no gray area anymore. This is either yes or no. Is it fair or is it foul? Does it breed corruption or is it, hey, we live with free speech, as Robert says, look at the things that we put up with in the name of free speech. So should that be right if somebody has the bucks and they want to back it? Should it be fair in the kind of society that we live in? And a lot of people were going after the Koch brothers because they're an easy Republican target, let's face it. And Koch actually did an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal. I read it, and he said, you know, I've devoted most of my life to understanding the principles. I'm not going to give you the whole thing, but he said, I've devoted most of my life to understanding the principles that enable people to improve their lives. It is those principles, the principles of a free society, that have shaped my life, my family, our company, and America itself. Unfortunately, the fundamental concepts of dignity, respect, equality, these are Koch's words in an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal. The concepts of dignity, respect, equality before the law, and personal freedom are under attack by the nation's own government. That's why, if we want to restore a free society and create greater well-being and opportunity for all Americans, we have no choice but to fight for those principles. I've been doing so for more than 50 years, primarily through educational efforts. It was only in the past decade that I realized that the need was there to engage in the political process, because a truly free society is based on a vision of respect for people and what they value. In a truly free society, any business that disrespects its customers will fail and deserves to do so. The same should be true of any government that disrespects its citizens. The central belief and fatal conceit of the current administration is that you are incapable of running your own life, but those in power are capable of running it for you. This is the essence of big government and collectivism. So I thought it was interesting. I agree with, I'm a Tom Jefferson person. If you ask me who do I think of the founding fathers, that I thought was just so prophetic in what he said and over again showed what a statesman he was, it would be Tom Jefferson. And he actually quoted Tom Jefferson in his op-ed piece. He said, the natural progression of things, is what Jefferson wrote about, is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground. And he knew that no government could possibly run citizens' lives for the better. The more government tries to control, the greater the disaster. It's what we're seeing with the health care tug of war. So collectivists stand for government control of the means of production, how people live their lives, that kind of thing. And the promise of heaven, but deliver from hell. From them, the promised end justifies the means. So it doesn't encourage free and open debate. And that's, he's right on that. I mean, that is the strict definition, and that's what Koch is trying to say. Hey, get off my back. This is why a decade ago I jumped into this, and since I'm getting assassinated constantly, which is really by the Democratic side, but okay, he defended his position. I thought it was pretty interesting, and the timing is perfect because free speech trumped campaign finance limits at the Supreme Court level, and the decision was, the vote was 5-4. I mean, yes, are you on board, or no, this is heinous, and it is a destroyer of our democratic system. I think you know how I feel. I mean, here's the problem. Government is not inherently all evil. We need government. But do we need a spiraling, out-of-control, bloated, we-can't-afford-it government to intervene with massive regulations and taxation that cripples all of us, including the middle class, which was Andrew Szabo's point when we talked about Obamacare. And truly, what even the CBO is saying, which is a nonpartisan deal with the government, of course, talking about budgets, that we can ill afford that. And that's what we're seeing. What's going to happen with employers? Obamacare is going to increase costs $5,000 per employee. So how many people are going to wake up? You get that copay now of $30 when you go to visit the doctors. How many of you are going to wake up and realize that you now are part of that scene? You are swimming with the fishes in the exchanges because your insurance is gone. By 2023, employers will be paying 8.4% more than what they would otherwise be spending for their employees' health care. Wow, that's just outrageous, isn't it? Hang with us. Odds and ends and more on Fort Hood coming up next. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is a soldier with mental health issues, PTSD, they were exploring that, killed three and himself, injured 16 in the Fort Hood massacre, unfortunately. This is the same place, as you know, where Major Nidal Hassan opened fire in a where he was screaming Allah Akbar and whatnot, and it was just outrageous in 2009. So here we go again. And, you know, people likened what happened here is to the fact that he was a ticking time bomb. It's heartbreaking. There is no evidence that it was anything other than that. I mean, other than that, it's devastating. But I think it's time to allow soldiers to carry arms stateside on these posts. I think that's what this shows, because perhaps somebody could have gotten to him sooner and you wouldn't have had as many people injured and maybe those people wouldn't have been killed. We don't know that for sure, but there certainly is a much better chance of that The shooter's been identified as Ivan Lopez, who was armed with a .45 caliber Smith & Wesson. I mentioned this at the top. And again, he killed himself when he's confronted by military police in a parking lot. They still don't have a specific motive for the incident, but the shooter served 4 months in combat in Iraq in 2011. He did have, again, behavioral and mental health issues. He was being treated for those. He was being treated for those. And sadly as well, he was married, had a family, had come to Fort Hood in February. And, then the family, of course, didn't realize this was going on, and then they had to be notified. The shooting began around 4 o'clock Central Time. It happened in two buildings at the Post. And, boy, it is just, I just think, a terrible, terrible thing. And a couple of, besides mentioning the being able to carry the firearms stateside at the Post, I also believe that the Purple Heart should be awarded to any military members who were hit in this massacre, definitely, because as far as I'm concerned, just like the others before last time around, we're serving the country. Jack has reached out to us, our pal from Down Under. Let's go to Jack, who certainly served and knows about that and the horrors of war. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Kate. How are you? Look, before I get onto the Fort Hood thing, I just like to touch on the political donations thing. And this idea actually came from my 18-year-old son. He suggested that with all of the political contributions go on, when the politicians get up to talk, maybe they should have all the company logos and the names of all of their donors plastered on the wall and on their jackets, so that, you know, it's out there in the open. Who is giving these people money?
I love that.
It doesn't infringe on the First Amendment, but it makes it public knowledge, because so many of these people hide behind all of these other laws and so on. And I think that's a wonderful idea, and I would bet that a lot of people would suddenly stop spending the hideous amounts of money to get these candidates elected if their name was put up there every time these people spoke. So that's that idea out of the way.
Wait a second. I agree with that. Kind of like NASCAR. All right, but you're not sponsoring a very fast car. You are sponsoring a politician, and you are the Koch brothers. So there is the name of the company, boom, 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 all over everything. Or whoever it is, then just let us know. That's your right. Sing it loud and proud if you're going to be the person who's really backing him. I agree.
Yeah, I think it would be a great way of doing it. After all, we know who is in the pocket.
Right.
Moving on to the Fort Hood thing. Look, mental health issues and veterans is something close to my heart, being a veteran myself and someone that's had to deal with PTSD because of my military experience. And tragically, it's not just limited to the United States, it's happened in Australia as well, where, you know, when my grandfather finished World War II, he was stuck in, he was still technically a soldier for another 2 years while he went through counseling after World War II. When my military service ended, it was so long, thanks for the fish, you're a civilian now, you deal with that garbage yourself. Oh, by the way, because you're special forces, don't you dare talk to anyone not qualified to hear any of the classified stuff that you had done, because you'll wind up in jail. You'd imagine how much of a mind bender that sends you on. I mean, at my worst, I took thankfully, I never wanted to hurt anyone else. And at its worst, I tried 9 times to take my life. At its worst, I actually took a drug overdose and went to bed next to my wife. Now, how much would that have messed her and the family up? Now, thankfully, that's 15 years ago. And somebody thought, why don't you go and see a psychiatrist about it? Quite simply, I'm one of those rare 5% of people who have an adverse effect to most psychiatric drugs. It exacerbates the problem. It doesn't make it better. Now, I'm not saying that these drugs don't have a place. They do. But if you read the drug manuals, things like Prozac and so on, they're really only effective for up to 2 months. Periods after that, the studies will show, and the warnings are in the drug manuals, long-term use will have minimal, will have reducing effects on control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't counsel our troops anymore the way they did with my grandfather. You know, it's so long, see you later. Yeah, when I first started covering a lot of this in the United States, there was the shooting at the Air Force base outside of San Diego. A young Air Force policeman suffering from PTSD had been self-medicating with, he was sniffing glue. He was huffing glue. Mm. And he was wound up shooting and killing his fiancée and then shooting and wounding a colleague and then suiciding by cop in San Francisco a few hours later. This was back in 09. I heard about this case because someone that I knew, her son was in the same unit. So I got very close to that. And I found out that in the U.S. military, if you want to seek help for PTSD or something, you have to do it in your own time. And it goes on your permanent record.
Yeah, that's true about the record. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, at least in my case, you know, while I was still in the Army, you know, there were mandatory psych parades. You had to go off, you know, once you came back from your deployment, you had to go back and you had to talk to the psychiatrist about it, how you were feeling, how you were dealing with it, and so on. Okay, when I left the military, that all ended. But this is what needs to happen, you know, because quite honestly, the DOD, and nothing has changed in the 5 years that this has been a passion of mine, nothing has changed in the United States. The DOD is letting down serving members. Like this guy, they are letting down veterans and they are letting down the families who usually wind up being the victims of either alcohol abuse, violent abuse, or worse comes to worse, they wind up dead. And you know, unfortunately, this has been a continuing trend since Vietnam.
Yeah, Jack, so well said. So much of what you said right there. I mean, amen, brother. Thanks for sharing your story. Powerful story. And you really hit the nail on the head on both counts. Thanks, Jack. Hey, you heard what he had to say about the drugs and about not treating this, not counseling. And he's absolutely right. We're letting the troops down. The people who come back, the people who are damaged, the people who are dealing with those people, including their own families. Something to think about.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.